在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Unit 1, Text A. Great Ball of Fire by Hugh Downs.
In an interview following my 1965 voyage across the Pacific in a small sailboat, I was asked what power I had on that boat. Atomic power, I told the reporter.I wasn't kidding. The boat did have an auxiliary engine and a limited fuel supply, but its main power was its sails. The sails, of course, did nothing unless there was wind, but the wind would not blow if there were not a temperature difference that made cooler air move into the space vacated by the rising warm air. And there would be no warmer air unless something heated it.That something is an atomic furnace 93 million miles away that pours its radiation constantly on the day side of the turning Earth. It heats the air, makes it rise, sucks in other air, makes it blow on the sails, and causes the boat to be pushed. So every sailboat is powered by an atomic engine, the sun.
You gotta love it. Although the sun is very large compared to the Earth,It is one of a myriad of stars in a very large galaxy, which is one of a myriad of galaxies in a very large universe. But the sun is special to us because it is the closest star. It holds us in its gravitational grip, and its energy, raining down on our home planet, is utterly necessary for the maintenance of all life. I have often thought that among the things humans have elected to worship over historic and prehistoric eras,The sun is the most appropriate visible object. Sun worshippers were not too far off the mark. For life to continue here, the sun must keep on shining. Scientists say that if it died, unlikely in the extreme, it's good for another 5 billion years. In less than 2 weeks, nothing would move on the Earth's surface. Nothing would remain alive. This is easily seen when you think about how it gets cooler after the sun goes down.And is coolest just before it comes up the next morning. If it's 80 degrees Fahrenheit at sunset and goes down to 60 just before dawn, the only reason the temperature goes back up is that the sun reappears and starts warming things up again.
When hell freezes over. Suppose it didn't do that. In 2 days the temperature would go to 40, and then 20. All water would start to return to ice, and the next day zero.And then 20 below, and 40 below, and so on. In about 10 more days, when the temperature was close to absolute zero, the gases of the atmosphere, nitrogen and oxygen, would freeze, putting a light snow of solid nitrogen onto the ground, followed by a fine powder of oxygen. The Earth would then have no liquid water, no atmosphere, and no life.Perhaps these facts refute the foolish sage who once said the moon was more important than the sun, because the moon shines at night, when we need the light, while the sun shines in the daytime, when we don't need it.